But they're just Negroes, I think, are colored. My God, the race is so mixed up. Over here in Louisiana and around here, these white men have gone with the Negro women so much, we've got Negro women as white as any white woman. Mm-hmm. And where the white men run with the Negro women. So those old grandmas and grandpas should have kept the old man at home, but I guess they couldn't, like it is today.
Which language did you grow up speaking?
English. English, dear, English. Uh-huh. No, I never spoke. I could speak Spanish when I was a little girl. But after I went to school, I just forgot it. All of our neighbors were Spanish children up where we lived on top of the street. But I forgot Spanish. I can make them understand me now, anything I want to tell them. And I understand the Spanish better whenever they want to speak it or tell me anything. I understand Spanish, but I understand it better than I can speak it, where I have forgotten so much of the words. But my brothers now, on the streets, I had a brother by the name of Tom and John. Well, they're mixing with the Spanish men. They could speak Spanish well. And my mother, my mother spoke some words in Spanish she couldn't speak in English.
Mm-hmm. Is your husband a Catholic also?
Yes, he is, dear.
What about his education? Do you know how far he got?
It's a shame to tell you. I think he told me the second or third grade. Roy! Roy!
Well, you don't have to.
How far did you go in school? Is this
good? Okay.
How far did you go in school? Second grade or third?
Third.
Third.
Second grade.
Say what?
Second.
He told me second grade. Uh-huh. And I think he said third. But you see, he's from a little country town up there. Mm-hmm. My goodness, it is a country town too. I wouldn't live in that place for nothing. And when he got big enough, he moved away from there. Mm-hmm. But it's awful the way those colored people live up there, little old shacks and shanties. And mm-hmm. Of course, we've lived in the same type of houses until we worked hard enough to get out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say your husband has some German in him, or?
I'm sure he has. Roy!
Uh-huh.
Do you have some German in you? His mom. Huh?
No, my mother had German or something in her. I didn't.
His mother had German or something in her. His mother and had two sisters, you see. There was three of those mm-hmm. girls. And they were by some white man. Mm-hmm. This white man gave them a big white two-story house to live in. His grandmother. His grandmother was named Charity. And these were his grandmother's children, his mother and these other two. One was named Aunt Anna and Aunt something else. There's three of them. Mm-hmm. And after this old white man died, then his family took that house away from this old colored woman. Mm-hmm. Her name was Charity.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he was just living with her, having those children by her. And then after he didn't need her any longer, well, the other parents took, his family took this house away from her. Mm-hmm. Because I've had his mother to tell me that they took their home. And I was surprised, but I couldn't imagine how they would take that homestead without paying them something for it. But she said, no, they didn't sign for it and they didn't pay them anything. But there was three of the sisters, three of them, and they were mixed blood.